Why pay more?
You've tried the rest. Now try the best.
Limited time only.
We care.
Over 30 years experience.
No job too big or too small.
Answering all your needs.
Is your business getting lost in a sea of faceless competitors? Learn how to market your business effectively and stand out from that crowd. You hear me? I said stand out from that crowd. Welcome, this is Steve Powell with Marketing by Design, and it is another glorious Tuesday afternoon. I say glorious because, by God, I'm alive. I checked myself this morning in bed. I was breathing. Everything must be okay. And yes, the weather isn't the greatest, but it's not the worst either, and it's the time of the year, so get used to it, people. Okay, Marketing by Design. Every week, as you know, we talk about marketing and different aspects of it that apply to every business, large and small. And we focus on the smaller business with the limited budget, how to get the most bang for your buck, how to have the most effective marketing campaign you can afford to have out there. Last week, we talked a lot about the basics of branding. And we talked about building an identity for your business. I don't care if you're a new person just starting out. Maybe you're an accountant working all by yourself, setting up a little business in your home. Or maybe you're a retail outlet or some other firm with several employees, an ongoing concern. All of us need marketing. We all need to sell our products, our services to a consumer. How we package what we sell is what branding is all about. We talked last week specifically about finding those visual factors that contribute to any good brand and defining a fair amount what certain things communicate, for example, type fonts or colors. We talked about what colors represent to the average person and what they say about you and your business. We also spoke about type fonts, the different kinds of type fonts that are out there. And I gave everybody an assignment last week. I said, take the name of your business, whether you have a logo or not, take the name of your business and put it on a sheet of paper all by itself, make it nice big font size, and I asked you to put at least three different suits of clothes on that name. A serif font, a sans serif font, such as Futura or Helvetica or Arial, and a script font, and make them nice and big and post them up on your wall and look at them. You'll get three different personalities out of it, and based on those personalities, you'll have a beginning for building a visual brand. Now, this translates into logo design as well, but we're not going to focus on logos today. Logos are an important graphic element. They represent you to the world. I have nothing but very good and very strong things to say about logos and why businesses need them. But we're talking about the basics of brand here, and we're actually not ready for our logo yet. We've taken a look at type fonts, and we've tried to address how those fonts represent our business, traditional, modern, cutting edge, etc. We've taken a basic look at our colors. Again, this was last week, and we took a look at what they're saying about us, and now we're building the very, very, very ground structure of our brand identity. Today, I want to talk a little bit more about finding your personality, not just finding your consumer message, but prior to finding that message, finding your business personality. We each have a different personality. Now, using myself for an example, I'm a graphics, creative, marketing, ad agency kind of guy. I'm in the business of selling communications that stand out from the crowd, and I'm in the business of selling creative ways of delivering marketing messages. So my identity then has to be at least fairly modern, fairly bold, and has to be a strong statement about what I do for a living. Not everybody's identity needs to be that strong. A CPA firm, for example, doesn't need to go out there looking the way I need to go out there. But if that CPA firm doesn't stop and realize that it has its own brand and doesn't stop and think about how, what its brand says about it to its potential clients, then that CPA firm is losing a trick or two as well. So branding and graphic identity isn't just for the big guys. It's not just for people like myself in the business. It's a way to get people to remember you. It's a way to be sure also that your first communication out to potential customers and consumers is a positive one. Think about this. When you go to a business meeting, I don't care if you own a store and you're trying to make a great deal with the product that you're going to offer through your store, or if you're a firm and you're going to see a potential client, they're coming to you. When you meet with people that are important to you from a business standpoint, you put on your best face. Chances are, if it's really an important meeting, you stayed up half the night thinking about just the right casual phrases to drop at just the right moments. Your brand does all this for you. And if you take the time to think about it in advance and set it up in advance, now you don't have to think about it anymore. It's just a tool. It's a tool that can be pulled out, dusted off, and used whenever you need it and not worried about when you don't. And that's the key to a good brand. A brand will stand, and it will stand the test of time. So, figuring out your personality and that projected personality that you want to create for the public is what the next 15, 20 minutes of radio are going to be about. How do we start? Well, last week we made a list. For those of you that listened last week, some of this may sound redundant, but that's okay because it's a necessary exercise. Last week we took this exercise when we were trying to figure out some of our visual pieces. Today we're going to take the same exercise to figure out our personality's characteristics. As a business person, you're going to make two lists now, or at least two columns, if you will. Column one is, as a business person, what is your self-image of you and the product you bring to the public? Some of the words, and not the only words by a long shot, but some of the words you might want to consider: professionalism, traditional, well-schooled, well-grounded in basics, cutting-edge, daring. All of these are personalities, traits that you believe you have. Those are the ones you've listed. You've got others? Great, put them down. Believe me, if I thought I could list them all in 5 minutes, I wouldn't be in this business because it wouldn't be as much fun. Okay, so we've made the left column. We're going to make now the right column, and then we're going to take a station break. On this right column of information, what I want you to do is I want you to put yourself in your target customer's frame. I want you to sit in his or her desk, and I want you now to make a list of those words that you think they want to hear in relation to whatever it is you're selling. Again, this is from your customer's point of view. What do you think are the prime personality traits they want in a deliverer of whatever product or service it is you deliver? Professionalism. Again, it's a lot of the same things. State of the art, cutting edge, traditional, back to the basics, conservative. Go down this list. Again, it's got the potential to be a very long list of possible options. But if you're honest with yourself, you're going to make this list. Now you're going to go through the list, and if you did it right, you're now going to scratch off half of them. The half that maybe are there, but they're not really, if you had to figure it out, well, this one is 50%, this one is 5%, drop the lower half of them. When we come back from our station break, we're going to talk about what to do with the results. You've been listening to Steve Powell on Marketing by Design. This is AM 1110 WTBQ. We're holding our own, but just don't seem to be reaching our potential. It's time to get serious about our marketing.
The people next door called in some real pros who helped turn them around. What was that URL? Wow. Nice.
Cooperate Marketing, how can we help you?
Yes, I'd like to set up an appointment to talk about our marketing.
Cooperate Marketing Group. You bring the steak, we'll create the sizzle.
And welcome, we are back. Once again, you're listening to Marketing by Design. I promised you that when we came back from break, we'd talk about the two columns of words we just came up with and what they really have to do with us and our brand and how we present ourselves to the public. And that's what we're going to do. But before we do that, I just want to mention this. Rich Ball, who is our able behind-the-glass guy who makes sure that I can just come in and do my little spiel and leave without really knowing anything about radio. Rich just came in with a great idea and a valid idea. He mentioned that a lot of most, in fact, computer users don't really explore what they have on their computers. They don't really understand, for example, that they have a dozen, two dozen, four dozen choices in type fonts or in how a picture is used. There are so many freebies that are just thrown into some of the other software to give you capabilities, and most people don't know about them. So we are going to do a show, and I think it may even be next week because I think it segues very nicely. And we are going to do a show next week on the tools that you may have that you may not even know you have and what you can get from them to contribute to building your brand identity. And that's a great idea for next show. I thank you, Rich. So now we have these two lists, and list one is your self-image of who you think you are, or who you want to be, or who you feel you are, as the case may be. And list two is who you think your consumer wants you to be. Interesting. All of a sudden, that list, these two columns of information, become pretty valuable. What are you going to do with this? Take a look at your list one and take a look at your list two and find the words that match up. Now, if you're in the right business, you will find some words that match up. If you don't find any words that match up, maybe you need to take a good hard look at something. Maybe you're going after the wrong market, or maybe you're in the wrong line of work. But most people will find a few words that are in both lists. Those words are the ones that you want to build your brand identity on. Suppose, for example, going through the two lists, we came up with the following words as unified across the board. Professionalism. You know, I'm thinking about our CPA friends, so let's make this our CPA. Professionalism. Absolute accuracy, the ability to handle stress under fire. If we took those three things and we said, you know, from our list on the left and the list on the right, and let's throw state of the art in there just because it'll make this conversation interesting. So we have professionalism, we have state of the art, which usually implies a high level of technology or software. We have absolute accuracy, and I don't even remember now what the fourth one was that I said. Oh, the ability to handle things under pressure. If you took those four items and you now make a brand new sheet of paper, get all the old columns out of the way, take these four words, plop them down on the center of that page. Now I want you to take the typeface and of your company name that you found the most endearing to what you're trying to project from your business. Maybe you chose a serif face or a sans serif or a script. Now take that big logo type, because that's what you've now created, and drop it right on top of these four lists. Now you really have the beginnings of a brand. Wow, look at that. You've thought through your type fonts. You've decided, in our accountant's case, I'm going to make this up, but we're going to say that our CPA friend chose a serif type font. That's the ones with all the curly Q's like Times, and others of that ilk for his name. So his name is now very, very big on this piece of paper, and it's I can't even think of a good funny name. We're going to call him Darwin. Charles Darwin, CPA. So Charles Darwin, CPA, has decided not to use a firm name, as many do, and he has decided to go with his own name. So Charles Darwin, CPA, is now his brand name. Now he's got these four words underneath. State of the art was one, professionalism was another, accuracy was a third, and handles pressure was the fourth. Now we have these four statements that are going to be our defining brand statements. Never lose track of those four statements. In fact, that piece of paper with the logo type and these four statements should be printed out and put somewhere handy where you see it every single time you answer the phone, every single time you sit down to make a proposal, every single time you're about to have anything to do with your public. These should be burning into your brain. Yes, you want to sell. Yes, you want to do what we all wanted to do when we started our businesses, which is spend time focused on what we like to do about our businesses. But before you get there, you have to make the public see you for who you want them to see you. Perception is everything. I use this phrase so often it becomes almost meaningless because I repeat it almost every show. But the fact that it's repeated every show should tell you the importance I put on it. Perception is everything. If you're going out there to sell, what these people think of you before you ever walked in the door, or what do they think of you when you're no longer in that room and all they have left is what you left them, that's what's going to make your sale. And the best way, the easiest advance scout is your brand. Okay? So, now I'm doing a whole lot of lecturing and not all that much informing. So let's get back to the informing. We've now gone down this list and we have these four things. Now what we need is we need to crystallize how we're going to say that to our public. Now, guess what? We're going to make another list. This is keeping our consumers, that same group that we used on our last list, in our heads. This is now a new list. This is, if you had, oh, let's say 12 words, and that was all you had to sell your service to this consumer, what 12 words would you come up with? Keeping in mind the four words that we just made as our brand base, as our defining brand elements. Think about some of what's out there. I'm just going to throw them at you. Not all of them apply. In fact, most of them don't apply to our CPA. But think about these. My own tagline, is your business dressed for success? How many words is that? Five words. Is your business dressed? No, excuse me, six words. For success. Now, that implies everything I wanted to imply in my basic statement. When I went through this own exercise that I'm taking you through, when I went through this in my head for myself as the client, all those words and all those things I wanted to define, that's what it came down to. That's what I am now selling. It's not the only product I sell. I'm not just a graphic designer. We write copy as well. It's creative concepting work. Somebody wants printing, we can handle that. They want a website, we can deal with the technology. So all of these things are what I sell, but when you come right down to it, those six words are my sales message. Is your business dressed for success? If not, you want to buy from me. Minolta, only from the minds of Minolta. Think about that. That actually implies something. It implies that Minolta is special. It implies that the people working behind Minolta are these scientists and engineers and truly creative people that are out there doing things that nobody else is doing. Now, maybe all BS, but the reality is they figured out those few words they wanted to impart with their brand, and this covered it. It's the real thing. Who's that? We all know who that is. That's Coke. it's the real thing, and I'm not going to sing because I sing terribly. But that implied something. When they first came out with that slogan, there was Pepsi out there, there was RC Cola out there, Shasta, and a few others that were trying to make a serious dent in the couple of big companies that had the major soft soda lines. So when they came out and said, it's the real thing, they were directly addressing their brand message, which was, don't buy one of these other little off brands. We are the real cola. We are the real thing. These slogans don't come out of the air. I've used him before, but I have a dentist who's a client, and we have two taglines for his two different markets. One is cosmetic dentistry, and one is family care. For his cosmetic dentistry, we went through this exercise. We came up with a few defining words, and his tagline, changing lives, one smile at a time. It defined a few things. First of all, it put right up front how the importance of what he does, how important he feels that is to his consumer. And that is, we will change your life. You'll feel so much more secure, and you'll feel so much more confident in yourself. And the second part, one smile at a time. The thing he wanted to get out there was that he's not a typical dental practice rushing through 30 patients in an hour. He books a very low number of patients at a time. So he ended up with a slogan now that he can use anywhere, anytime, to help position his dental practice in people's minds. Before he ever gets there, they have heard this. And for his family care, he felt it was all about trust and listening to what family people wanted. So for there, we've got the dual message of building trust, one smile at a time. It's a matter of taking the steps, walking through the stepping stones to really define who you are, who they want you to be, finding the right mix between the two so you can put out there an image and a message that they will want without in any way, shape, or form lying about yourself. And now that you've gone through that exercise, now it's the creative process. Okay, we know these things we want to say. Now, how can we say it in the most creative and attention-getting way? We're going to take a break. Again, this is Marketing by Design, Steve Powell on AM 1110 WTBQ.
This is not working. Everyone's trying, but we're just not marketing people. I sure wish we had a marketing department to handle all this stuff.
Need a new brochure, website, or business video? Or do you just wish you had someone to handle everything for you? Call us now for a free consultation.
Cooperate Marketing, how can we help you?
Cooperate Marketing Group. You bring the steak, we'll create the sizzle.
And welcome back again, Steve Powell. And we're almost out of time here today. But I think we've made great progress. Last week we talked a lot about the visual aspects of basic brand development. Today we talked about the less tangible, the more ethereal, if you will, that personality, defining our message and defining who we want to reach. We will talk at some point over the next few weeks about logo development and graphic design, and then we'll swing that over to sales brochures and sales literature, and little by little we'll make the whole rounds of things. Somewhere in this process, over the next few weeks, we'll have a guest in talking about public relations, specifically how to get the most exposure for virtually no money, and hopefully that'll be a big show. But we have spent the last two shows talking about building and developing a basic brand identity. If you've followed my advice over the last two shows, you will have in your hands a good, strong definition of who your personality needs to be as you build your marketing and advertising. Now you have to build it. We haven't built anything yet. What we have done is the groundwork. If we were architects, I would say we have checked out the ground and found out what it's capable of supporting and what it hasn't, and now we're ready to start building a foundation. Next week, as we talk about those little tools that are hidden in your software, keep in mind, this is not a computer class. I'm not going to be going into go to this file menu to select this to do that. But we will talk about those hidden tools that you have that you don't even know you have, and the marketing literature and marketing tools that you can create just by understanding the tools sitting on your desktop. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You need your entire marketing program to integrate seamlessly. You need proven professionals. You need real value from your marketing dollars. You need results. We're Cooperate Marketing Group, and we help businesses just like yours achieve their goals. Call us now for a free consultation, and let's see what we can cook up for your brand.
Cooperate Marketing, how can we help you?
Cooperate Marketing Group. You bring the steak, we'll create the sizzle.